With the countdown complete and fireworks celebrations having ushered in 2024, it's a great time to look backward and forward on the food industry in Canada, what the old year brought, and what we see this new year is bringing in. So to bring out the old and bring in the new with me, your host, Lisa Lupo, I'd like to welcome TAG Canada General Manager Cameron Prince. Welcome, Cam.
Hi, Lisa. I'm looking forward to our discussions today. Thanks.
Yes, interested to hear what you have to say about what's going on in Canada.
Yeah.
So what would you see as having been the most momentous aspects of 2023 for the food and beverage industry in Canada?
Well, certainly 2023 was a very busy and interesting year in the food industry in Canada. Coming out of the pandemic, business started to increase again. We saw food service increasing. Manufacturing of food in Canada was up 8 to 9%. So it was quite active in terms of the economics of the food industry. And of course, that has impacts for food safety and regulatory issues and inspection and all of those things that go with the food industry. The big thing, of course, this past year politically are the machinations about food prices and the government's interest in putting a cap on food prices, slowing the increase. It's becoming a hardship for many Canadians. So profit margins had been pretty good, but there's a real focus on profit margins in the food industry by the government. So that's been, although it's not directly related to food safety, it certainly is a very important backdrop to everything that we look at in terms of food in Canada. Some of the other things that have happened in the past year, the CFIA has a new president. I happen to know him well, Dr. Harpreet Kocher. So I think that's a really good thing for CFIA. He'll be a great leader. And I think there's some areas that Harpreet wants to improve at CFIA. So, we can talk about that later, about what the agenda might be for CFIA in the coming year. Just kind of sticking with CFIA, we saw a ramping up of inspections, particularly on the import side. We saw more audits of importers, which has brought, some violations that the industry's had to deal with. And we've been involved in some of those and helping to clarify as really the industry and importers work through this. We're still in a learning curve on the import side. Of course, one of the biggest stories in Canada this year, or actually there are two stories that remind us that food safety and foodborne illness outbreaks are still a factor in our lives. And we had the Calgary daycare E. coli incident with many, many children very, very sick. And we're still living through the cantaloupe issue as well, the salmonella, which has caused a tremendous number of illnesses in Canada, and it's a rare strain. But so it just points out the fact that food safety is an ongoing important thing, and there are repercussions from some of those incidents. So those are some of the highlights. Some regulatory initiatives too, that Health Canada is modernizing the food and drug regulations, and CFIA came out with a definition of simulated meat, and but these are smaller things. It's kind of sticking to the big picture there with the pressures of food safety and the pressure on the food industry in general in Canada.
Okay. So what would you see as these impacting in 2024? What would you expect to carry over?
Well, I mentioned both the daycare illnesses and the cantaloupe illnesses, and they kind of point to two different things. In terms of the Calgary daycare, what it's pointed out is there's kind of a gap in food inspection in Canada, not a gap, but the federal sector, there is a lot of inspection at the CFIA level for most of the food industry. Where the jurisdiction falls to the provinces, it's really a patchwork quilt across the country. And I think this is an example of where provinces are, in conjunction with the federal government, could start to cooperate better to have a food code or more consistent inspection across Canada. And I personally lived through this in the sense that when the CFIA was created, that was one of the big initiatives that at the time, back in 1997, to create a whole Canadian food inspection system. It's pretty well fixed at the federal level, but there's still, it just still points to more regulatory improvements are needed, particularly in higher risk things like daycare catering facilities. There needs to be a priority put on that. So there's that focus from that incident. On cantaloupes, it's a different story. I think that's pointing out that foodborne illnesses in Canada are increasingly from imported foods, particularly fruits and vegetables. And what this will mean in the future, I'm not really sure, but it won't be lessening of regulation. It will mean eventually CFIA will be in a position to have to do more regulating, more inspection of imported, particularly fruits and vegetables. So that's an important consideration going forward in 24.
Thank you, Cam. So are there any other emerging areas or issues that you would see as impacting the new year?
Yeah, there are a lot of things coming in 2024, and it's going to be an interesting year for sure. I think one of the big things is that Canada will have to comply with the U.S. traceability rule. Now, it doesn't come into effect till January 26, but it is a rather complicated rule in the sense that industry will have to adjust significantly in terms of actions in the chain for traceability. And this, of course, only applies to certain high-risk foods, and it only applies to Canadian companies that export to the U.S. But that's a lot of companies, the seafood industry in particular, the dairy industry, a number of sectors, fresh fruits and vegetables will be affected by the U.S. traceability rule. And it's going to take a lot of work for Canadian companies. Along U.S. is going through the same thing, obviously. So it's not all worked out yet, but I think that I spoke recently at a conference and there was a tremendous amount of industry interest in this topic. So I think we'll see companies really starting to prepare for that in 24. So that's a big one. I think another one, and I'm just looking at my little list here that I had prepared. I think a big one is the CFIA approach to inspection. Since the Safe Food for Canadians regs came in there has been a kind of a shift in approach by CFIA inspectorate, and that is more industry, you're responsible. You develop your preventive control plans, and we will come and audit you. And we're not going to tell you what to do. It's up to you, industry, to figure that out and comply. I think this has worked. I think generally industry agrees with this approach. The trouble is that sometimes industry needs some help. They just need some guidance. Mm-hmm. They need to know what's right. So there's kind of a pendulum that swings there. And I think we're going to see it swing back a little bit more towards CFIA, understanding that not only do they have an enforcement role, to a certain extent, they are providing services to the public and to the industry. So they need to keep that in mind. And I was in a recent meeting with Harpreet Kocher, the CFIA president, and he expressed that very thought, is that this could be a shift that CFIA might undertake. So what that will mean, we'll see. But I think industry should certainly encourage that. Yeah. Another one that is probably going to impact industry a lot in Canada is that the Canadian government has a very strong climate change agenda and an environmental agenda. And we're seeing that mandatory electric vehicles by 2035, et cetera, reductions in greenhouse gases. There are a lot of impacts on the food industry. plastic packaging is going to take a big, will be regulated significantly. And I think there's going to be very strong encouragement to reduce plastic packaging for foods in Canada. And the industry will have to adapt to that with a lot of innovation and so on. The other thing is food waste. Real emphasis on reduction of food waste, because we've got a food source sustainability issue in Canada. Food is expensive, and a way to keep prices down and is through food waste and feed people with nutritious foods. It's important to tackle that. So those kinds of things are going to have an impact on the food industry beginning in 2024, I think more significantly in the past. So those are some important ones. I think there's a few others. I mean, the Safe Food for Canadians Act is under a mandatory review by Parliament. Okay. So that's it may not be very eventful. It may not cause much change. On the other hand, when you open up an act like that and it goes for review back to Parliament, essentially, anything can happen. you can have a political, a major foodborne illness outbreak in 2024 could affect how parliamentarians view the act, and it could result in changes. So something to watch. We want to be very proactive in providing input on that. So something for industry to consider. It is very important. So those are, I think, the big ones, Lisa. I'll turn it back to you, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you so much, Kim. Lots of insights there. And as you said, we'll definitely be following back on them in the new year, keeping people informed both through our Tag Talks and through our newsletters. So if you don't get our newsletters, go to the AtchisonGroup.com or Canada.AtchisonGroup.com and sign up for them. And also be sure to look back at the other TAG Talks. Our TAG president and CEO, Dr. David Atchison, also had insights on 2023 and 2024 in the U.S. And if you haven't done so yet, be sure to click subscribe and the alert bell in the upper corner to ensure you stay informed on the latest in food safety and public health throughout the new year. Thank you so much again, Kim.
Thank you, Lisa.